Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mira's Moments. This week on Mira's Moments, we'll be talking about what I think is going on out there in space. We'll cover my thoughts on their environment and habits, as well as their habitat, appearance, and intelligence level. Okay, so first let's dive into what I think their life looks like. On planet Glorb 6374, it's mostly dry, hot, and has a very rocky terrain, with temperatures over 40 degrees Celsius and over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, with space dust and debris flying everywhere from the 40-kilometer winds, it's pretty brutal to be outside during the day. This is why Glorbians are mostly nocturnal. With pale, almost see-through, blue-green skin, they're able to better absorb moon rays from any of their three moons, Slorb, Blorb, or Florb. These moon rays contain all of the Glorbians' daily vitamins and nutrients in just 2 minutes of direct exposure. From our observations of Glorbians, they appear to be a very advanced society with their own universal numerical and linguistic systems. They're able to seamlessly communicate with one another. This has allowed their society to conduct sophisticated research on many subjects such as math, science, anatomy, biology, and much, much more. They also have the most advanced medical and educational systems in the galaxy, benefiting the whole of the Glorbian community. With so much emphasis put on their health, well-being, and happiness, the Glorbians have a 98% rating on their quality of life, higher than anywhere else in the galaxy. With these things in mind, I think we can infer that Glorbians are one of the most elite species in the galaxy.